This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving at Hill's house this year. I heard he makes a mean dip. Jen tried it last year. She's still talking about it.
On WAAF.
Please. That's not supposed to be.
Shelve it.
Not supposed to be mentioned. It's 808 here at WAAF and WAAF HD1, Westboro, Boston, WKAF and WKAF HD1, Brockton, Boston. On the show tomorrow, as we get ready for Thanksgiving, Sully Erna will be in here to play live.
Ah, this is awesome,
so,
man.
Sully is coming in here tomorrow morning sometime during the 9 o'clock hour, and he will play live for you. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Here are the very best Hill Mill voicemail messages that you have left in the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 11:47 a.m.
Don't miss the film that critics say was completely unnecessary and a tremendous waste of resources. About a legendary radio show host whose best days were behind him. American treasure Tom Hanks is Greg Hill in I'm Not Over the Hill. Starring Lindsay Lohan as Danielle, John Goodman as Lyndon Byers, and a dancing Corey Feldman as Rob. See it today, because you probably won't be able to find it tomorrow.
End of message.
What is the big movie? Is there any big movie that's opening up over Thanksgiving? That, speaking of Thanksgiving traditions, used to be one where when we had all the family around, we'd always go to a movie on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Used to end up being like a Harry Potter film, and because those were always coming out at Thanksgiving, and I never really wanted to go to those Harry Potter films. But I don't think there's any big release happening.
Well, the Star Wars Rogue, is that out already?
No, December.
That's in December.
Oh, it's in December. Yeah.
That looks so every idiot awesome. Knows that it's in December.
Dur.
6:14 a.m.
Hey, Greg Hill, it's Kanye West, man, and I just want to say, smiley face. Heart sign and emoji with the tongue sticking out. Peace.
End of message.
Kanye believes that in the future, we won't talk to each other anymore. We will simply use eye contact and emojis to communicate with other humans.
I think in the future, it's funny that we're talking about this, but I don't think people are going to talk. This is going to literally communicate through eye contact, body language, emojis, like do whatever without having to use words. The words, it's funny because I've like made a living off of words, and words really get in the way of what you really want to say. I mean, thank God for emojis. Like so often that it's like, you know, just like this sign right here just goes a long way and like lets me get on with my day.
Words to live by. Thank God for emojis.
This is a dream come true for an introvert like myself.
Yes.
Yeah. If I never have to speak to anybody ever again, I can just go telepathically.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thank God for emojis and words. Just think about that for a moment. Mm-hmm. Words get in the way of what you really want to say.
So pathetic. Yeah.
That's from Kanye. Thoughts and prayers to Kanye. He is was taken in handcuffs to a mental institution yesterday, and we wish him a speedy recovery.
6:21 a.m.
Hey, Jed, what do you say we don't meet up at Lake Sakamakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakab
6:59 a.m.
President Lash? Ha! Ought to change your name to President Gash, you pussy.
End of message.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Somebody ought to go raise that American flag at Hampshire College this morning and see what happens.
Right.
What are they going to do? Give you detention? I mean, everybody's already home, all right? I mean, everybody's probably already left campus.
Right, they're gone.
No classes today, right?
6:48 a.m.
Oh, wait, today's Looney Tunes Tuesday. We should send Looney Tunes to Kanye in the Looney bin.
End of message.
That's not nice.
No, you don't.
He might be serious. He might have some mental illness.
Yes,
yeah. You just can't call it the Looney
just
bin.
Just because he's a douche.
They don't call it that anymore.
But people used to laugh at, you know, and whoever, I don't know, what was it, Tom Nokia? And he was like, you know what? There's going to be a computer in everybody's pocket in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People laughed at that, man.
Yeah, of course they did.
I believe in Kanye.
You what?
I believe in Kanye.
You think that people in the future will communicate via just emojis?
Yep.
Well, I think, and this is going to be a unique day, when you can hand in a report in college. It's probably closer than we think. And emojis will be part of the sentence structure.
Yeah.
Because when I text with my stepkids, my stepkids can put an emoji in the middle of a sentence, and I read it like it's a word.
Right.
And I go, oh, wait, did I? What? Are you serious?
Well, those kind of things, I mean, you're right. Oftentimes, people make predictions about the future, and they do come true. But there are others, like, for instance, Ken Olson comes to mind, the president of Digital Equipment Corporation, who Digital had 1.5 million square feet of office space over in the Maynard Mill, which I'm very familiar with these days.
Yes, you are.
And
with your hard hat.
a vibrant company. And Mr. Olson spoke to a group of venture capitalists and loudly proclaimed that there would never be the need for a computer in the home of Americans.
Okay.
And shortly thereafter, there was
not so much
funding.
There was no longer a Digital Equipment Corporation after that statement.
I need to invest in your life's view for the future.
6:54 a.m.
I just wanted to say, all these kids complaining about the flag being a symbol of hate, just remember, when you get out of school, older folks like me that hire people like you, you don't stand for America, I won't employ you.
End of message. 6:09 a.m.
Hey, kid. I won't be in on Monday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, I tripped into a fan with the turkey. Yeah, wasn't too many Bud Lights when I was carrying on the way to the stove. You got to see the house. It's covered with stuffing and cranberry sauce. I got to help Ansky clean it up. Good news is, I slept right through the weekend.
End of message.
When I mentioned tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that quite possibly makes you sleepy after you eat it. When I mentioned that earlier this morning, several texters said that had been disproven. That tryptophan does not make you tired.
It does, but the thing is, I believe chicken has more tryptophan than turkey does. There's not enough of it to really make you sleepy, and because tryptophan is a very small amino acid. And because there are other bigger ones within the protein of the turkey, it kind of diminishes any benefit that you could get from it from the turkey. The best thing to do if you want to use tryptophan to sleep is to eat a plain potato with no protein 2 hours before you go to bed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, huh, interesting.
Well, that doesn't seem very tasteful. I'm going to force myself to do that.
Instead of taking medication.
I mean, tryptophan is it's one of those useless factoids.
Well, it's an excuse.
No one's not eating turkey dinner.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the total excuse.
I don't care if it puts me to sleep. I'm still slamming half a bird.
I think it's just overeating. I mean, if you stuff your face.
Really?
And then you crawl over to the couch.
Yeah.
and then you stuff your face more. I mean,
and then someone asks you to clean up some of the dishes. All of a sudden, you're tired as F.
The Wednesday before, you're out with your buddies. You're out, you know, you meet everybody, have a couple of wobbly pops.
Right.
You get home late.
Yeah,
you got to be up first thing.
Go to
T-Day morning.
You got to go to the football game.
Right.
Well, you got to meet your buddies for a couple adult beverages before the football game.
Right. Solo cup
and then,
it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is the problem.
6:15 a.m.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Alan Branch, and I just want to say, what the hell? I thought weed was legal.
End of message.
It's legal here in Massachusetts, but not your workplace. If your workplace says it's not legal and you're getting drug tested, then you cannot smoke marijuana.
7 a.m.
Yeah, this is America. If you don't like spaghetti and meatballs, you can get the hell out, pal.
End of message.
meatballs. Is there anything better than a well-crafted meatball?
No.
Okay, and if it's not done right, it's horrible. But if it is done right, you know, I often believe that breadcrumbs in the beef are the secret to the meatballs, the proper amount of those. I also believe that the meatballs must be baked and not fried. I think many people, from a consistency point of view, many people, they fry their meatballs. Hear me out on this.
I'm listening. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just looking at you funny.
The outside just gets too done because they're using a high temperature.
Yeah.
The inside is not it's not at the proper temperature. When you bake the meatball and then put it in the gravy to soak itself, it is, in my opinion, at prime eating optimization.
All right, we're at odds with this, but I'll give it to you.
And is there anything better than a meatball sub?
Any other sub?
meatball sub, provolone cheese would be my go-to on a day like today.
7:14 a.m.
Hey, Hampshire College. My guess is you don't have a football team. Womp, womp, womp.
End of message.
Nailed it.
They probably don't.
They don't play contact sports.
They probably don't have a...
What a debate team, though.
Well, they have a Play-Doh team. It's it's very good and very...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.